Mary had a little man.
The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The Gaza thing has not worked. It's never worked. And I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it nice and make it habitable and enjoyable and make it a home.
But you said they don't want to leave, though. How can you say they don't want to leave?
I don't know how they could want to stay. It's a demolition site. It's a pure demolition site. If we could find the right piece of land or numerous pieces of land and build them some really nice places with plenty of money in the area, that's for sure. I think that would be a lot better than going back to Gaza, which has had just decades and decades of death.
Where would those pieces of land be?
Well, they could be in Jordan, and they could be in Egypt, and they could be in other places. You could have more than two, more than one, but you could have more than two. And you'd have people living in a place that could be very beautiful and safe and nice. Gaza's been a disaster for decades.
Would the U.S. pay for that?
I don't think the U.N. would pay, but I think there's plenty of people that would in the area. They have a lot of money.
Holy crap. How you feeling now, people who didn't vote? How you feeling now because of the Palestinian issue? Feeling good about your choice not to participate in the greatest democracy in the world and elect the most disgusting person that the planet has ever birthed, spewed, thrown in to this mix, Donald J. Trump, who's now literally telling the entire world that he wants to own Gaza. He wants to own it. He wants to, and you know, this is amazing. Do you remember this? I don't know how many of you remember this.
Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable to, if people would focus on kind of building up, livelihoods. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there, but I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. I think proactively recognizing a Palestinian state would essentially be rewarding an act of terror that was perpetrated into Israel. So it's a super bad idea.
Remember that?
The only reason the Palestinians want to go back to Gaza is they have no alternative. It's right now a demolition site. This is just a demolition site. Virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete that's very dangerous and very precarious. They instead can occupy all of a beautiful area with homes and safety, and they can live out their lives in peace and harmony instead of having to go back and do it again. The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
Oh, my God.
And we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job, do something different.
This was the Trump plan for the Middle East. It's been the Trump plan for the Middle East. And now Donald Trump stood on his stage. First of all, the first thing I played, he was sitting in the Oval Office. That's important, okay? When a president sits in the Oval Office and answers questions, not only is he the president of the United States, but he's got all the accoutrements of being president of the United States. He is in the most official center of power that there is in the free world. And so he used that opportunity yesterday to invite a whole bunch of reporters in to announce to an outraged and sickened world that he, was looking at getting the people cleaned out, also known as, now you got a case for ethnic cleansing. Now you got a case. Genocide Joe doesn't look so bad now, does he? Because there's still millions and millions and millions of people, and Donald Trump has the prescription. get rid of them, clean them out. This is Jared Kushner's conversation that he had more than a year ago, more than 2 years ago, more than 3 years ago, okay? This is what they always looked at that particular segment of the world as: a real estate deal waiting to happen. A real estate deal. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be condos. Dude, I tried to tell you, I tried to explain this to you, that the hard left was going to screw this up so badly that we were going to end up with this guy, who views the entire strip as a development. He wants to slap it, he wants somebody else to build it and slap his name on it and make it a world resort. Wants to take it over and level it out. This is what he said. And you know, it's really interesting, because if you look at Bibi's face, he's a madman, you understand. These are the two mad hatters of the world, okay? These are some cray-cray people who absolutely do not value human life of any sort, anywhere, anytime, okay? If it gets in the way of keeping themselves out of prison, or if it gets in the way of them doing a deal, or if it gets in the way of, you know, making money, anything like that, then human life takes a sloppy second, not even a tertiary role. We're talking way down the list of things to consider, way down the list, okay? And I'm going to show you what I mean, because we're all in this now. We're all in this. When he said that yesterday, we will own it. When he said yesterday that we will own it, we will clean it out, and the people will have to go, and he didn't know. He was riffing, okay? He said maybe they'll go to one site, maybe two sites, maybe three, maybe 10, maybe 12. We don't know. But I'm hoping Egypt and, Jordan will take some of these people and give us the land that we need so that we can, you know, all this we. You understand what he's saying? All this we will own it thing. Do you know what that means for us, for Americans? It's our war now. It's our war now. Now it's our war. It didn't have to be our war. Nobody wanted it to be our war. I kept saying this wasn't our war. It is now. Thanks to him. It is now. We'll take it over.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too.
A job.
We'll own it.
We'll
and
own it.
Be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site. Level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job, do something different. Just can't go back. If you go back, it's going to end up the same way it has for 100 years.
Okay, so that's one article, okay? That's one issue that's in front of me over here in this pile. I'm almost in tears. I want you to know. Because in this pile, there are stories that connect so efficiently, so obviously, like pieces of a puzzle. They just click together. Donald Trump is ordering the destruction of not just the FBI, which does domestic terrorism cases, and interdiction of drugs and all the other law enforcement things that you would want to see happen in a non-chaotic world. But now he's downshifted into sending a letter to the entirety of the CIA, blaming it on saying that our new CIA director, Mr. Ratcliffe, who was the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence prior, that it's Ratcliffe's idea. He wants to send offers to the entirety of the CIA to get out if they want to get out, a buyout that doesn't have any money appropriated for it. You know, just a ruse, right? But when you look at Donald Trump standing there and saying to the Arab world, saying to an entire continent, basically, we own it, it's ours, and we're the Palestinians have got to go. You should take them because we want to level it. And no CIA.